1 point to Brighton Time, winner by 9-3 decision. Iowa State, Tanner Weatherman.
Woo-hoo. Iowa State fans celebrating a win in a wrestling match with Central Michigan here yesterday. Now, the Cyclones wrestling program is 100 years old this year. The Iowa caucuses haven't been around that long, but candidates have long been trying to pin down votes. Sorry. Here now is Alex Ashlock. Looks at the history.
Iowa is first. That's why it matters.
Thank you. Thank you, Iowa.
In 2008, Barack Obama, a black first-term senator from the state of Illinois, generated a huge turnout here and won the Democratic caucus.
They said this country was too divided. But on this January night, at this defining moment in history, you have done what the cynics said we couldn't do.
Obama went on to win the nomination and made history as the country's first African-American president. Now, after two terms, there is a fevered race to succeed him. Stephen Schmidt, professor of political science at Iowa State University, says it started because party faithful got fed up with the top-down system the party bosses were using to pick the nominees. That anger peaked after Chicago police beat up Vietnam War protesters during the Democratic Convention in 1968. The disarray led to reforms that barred the party leaders from picking delegates to the nominating conventions. That generated more grassroots involvement. Many states moved to primaries, and Iowa moved to reschedule its caucuses.
Iowa became first in the country simply because the Iowa Democratic Party, in order to deal with this new process, realized we can't do all the paperwork with the technology we have, which was mimeograph machines. So here in Ames, Iowa, the chair of the Democratic Party and the Story County Democrats concocted the format for the Iowa caucuses and said, let's have them early in January. And it turns out nobody else scheduled their primaries or caucuses in January.
The first candidate to really use this new caucus system as a springboard came from the plains of Georgia to the cornfields of Iowa in 1976. Again, Professor Stephen Schmidt.
An unknown governor from Georgia came and ran, and I met him in the middle of the summer at a friend's farm. He was bicycling with his family down the paved county roads and came down the farm lane down and talked to us and said, hello, my name's Jimmy Carter. I'm running for president. And we said, tonight I don't know who Jimmy Carter is, because nobody knew who he was.
That unknown status didn't last long.
The candidates were really not after delegates here in Iowa. What the candidates were after was a boost, some momentum to carry them into the primary battles ahead.
Carter was in New Hampshire today, grinning from ear to ear. While the Iowa caucuses were not important in terms of delegates, Iowa sends only 47 to the Democratic National Convention, and Carter won't get all of those. His victory yesterday was of great symbolic importance. There were those today who were using the words front runner to describe Carter.
Jimmy Carter would be more than a front runner. He would go on to win the Democratic nomination and the presidency. The first big Republican caucus in Iowa was 1980. The field that year was just about as crowded as it is in 2016. There was even what you might today call an establishment candidate, George H.W. Bush, and he beat the outsider, Ronald Reagan. But Reagan won the bigger battle, the presidency, repelling Carter's reelection bid.
Tonight's record-shattering victory is the victory of a message that is conservative and is compassionate. A message that seeks to unite our country and offers hope to everyone who's lucky enough to be an American.
In 2000, George W. Bush walked away with a big win in Iowa. He ran unopposed in 2004. In 2008, Mike Huckabee took Iowa on the Republican side, but didn't come close to the nomination. When the caucuses started, there were no computers or cell phones. Tonight, for the first time, the parties will be using a mobile app-based reporting system to compile the results. They're hoping to avoid what happened here 4 years ago in the Republican caucus.
Yeah, we don't know what the final vote tally is going to be, but congratulations to Rick Santorum. This has been a great victory for him and for his effort. He's worked very hard in Iowa. We also feel it's been a great victory for us here.
Initially, Mitt Romney was declared the winner in 2012. Turned out the real winner was Rick Santorum. But that announcement came too late to stop the momentum Iowa gave Romney, and he gained the nomination. There's never been a presidential nominee who didn't finish top three in Iowa. But third place here did not help this Democrat.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean was on the covers of Time and Newsweek before the caucuses in 2004. But that battle cry backfired. And that was basically the end of Dean's campaign. So Iowa can play both roles. It can be the start and finish for aspiring presidential candidates. And the folks who caucus here tonight wouldn't have it any other way. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock in Ames, Iowa.
And a big thanks to Alex. Alex will always have the Ames come and go here in Ames. And everyone at Iowa Public Radio, especially Jason, cool as a cucumber, Burns, Nick Brinks, and Sean McClain. Iowans, go caucus. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.